Dr. Pazel McCluskey, Maria sent us a question via email, and she wants to know what are the clinical signs of ES and why is it important to promptly recognize animals with the disease?
Yeah, the second part of that question is my favorite. I think that's a really good piece we'll get to in just a moment. The most common clinical signs that we see are the vesicles, which Dr. Morley mentioned, and those are just blisters that occur on the muzzle, the nose, the lips, or the tongue of an animal most commonly. And these vesicles or blisters eventually rupture, and they look like ulcers or crusty patches, and we refer to those as lesions. So you might hear us talk about vesicular stomatitis lesions. These lesions can occur on other parts of the body too, such as the sheath, the udder, inside of the ears, or even along the coronary bands just above the hooves. When those lesions occur on the lips or the tongue, the horses are typically seen to be drooling quite profusely, and they have difficulty eating or drinking. It's very painful where the lesions are located, so they tend to go off feed, and that may be the first clinical sign that someone might see. They may or may not have a fever. Both of those clinical presentations have been recorded. When the horses have lesions along the coronary band, just above the hooves, some of them become very lame. So you can have varying degrees of lameness depending on the severity of the lesions on the coronary bands. So the second part of the question, why do we want to promptly recognize these animals with disease? Well, the reason we want to do that is we want to identify and quarantine the animal with vesicular stomatitis lesions right away because the virus that causes the disease is being shed from those lesions themselves. So just as Dr. Morley mentioned, the lesion animals can be a source of spread to other animals, or continuing spread to the fly population that's still moving around. So we want to quickly isolate those lesioned horses until the point in time when they're no longer shedding virus from those lesions.